12 minutes past 5 right now. You're still tuned to the best drive show in campus radio. Yes, the UJFM drive show. We just had Snow Allegro with our Want You Around. And before that, we had the talented but now retired, hopefully that changes, with Tiana Taylor featuring King Combs with HYMY. And shout out to King Combs right now, because him and his father just didn't have done and accomplished something that's never really been accomplished like that. And that's both of them were number one on urban radio in USA for the first time. They both had a number one track. Imagine, that's phenomenal. But right now, we're about to get into another amazing topic right here. We are with Usis B again on a Friday. And you know how we do. How are you doing today?
Hey guys, the chilly, but I'm excited to be here with you guys. It's a Friday, no?
Yes, sir. Man, it's always a vibe with you. Glad that you could come through. Look, man. Look, so today we are, you know, in a way helping every listener out there prepare themselves, you know, with what's about to come, you know, because the thing is, it's not just reses, you know, and exams that are over. Sometimes that stretches over to umjolo. Now that we get to December, you know, it gets tricky, you know. There's different labels that are thrown out there. There are different procedures and dynamics that we don't always understand, you know. So Sis B is here to help us, you know, and guide us through that so we don't get our heart broken. You know, so look, as you say, but oh, hey, Dad, no, that's not what we're here for, you know. We're going to get a different perspective on everything, you know. And I think it's just like, because of not just school, social media, and how exposed we are to certain, you know, cultural shifts, I think, we've now changed the how quickly we get to certain levels.
True.
You know, so I mean, I think even first and foremost, we have to know, like, because it's become such a normal dynamic. Mm-mm. Is casual sex healthy?
So in terms of sexual health, if you are not safe, if you don't have a sexual health plan, and you're on like contraceptives or PrEP or whatever that we're always talking about, and you're having casual sex, hi guys, that's not healthy. But then if you do have your sexual health plan in place, and you have, you're on PrEP, you have contraceptives, you're also using condoms, what happens with sex is that it releases a dopamine in your brain, which really is a feel-good feeling, you know. So if you are stressed, some even say if you have headaches, you know, it relieves a whole lot of things. The only thing I'd guard you against is telling the other person that it's casual, because then, then it's no longer healthy. Then juju can come. There's other things happening.
You know.
Just be safe. As long as you're safe and the other person knowing it's consensual, it should be okay.
And that's where it gets tricky, because a lot of times even people then come with the stories of like, but you know, when I have that thing on, M9, you know, if I have this and that, and it's like, so then it's like, you know, it's like protection versus, and I put it in bonus commas, enjoyment.
Yeah,
you
know, I think that is where we've really come far when we talk about HIV medication medically, and that is one of the reasons why we always talk about PrEP. But just to also let people know, PrEP only prevents HIV, and there's other STIs that are also permanent and incurable. So know, you might be on PrEP and whatever, and if you are having unsafe sex, let's screen with your person before, you know. So we once had a workshop where we were talking about unsafe sex, and we said there's unsafe sex and then there's unplanned unsafe sex. So if you're gonna have unsafe sex, rather plan it, screen, test, know you guys out, and then be on prep and you're safe. But if you're having unplanned, that's the one, groove, unplanned unsafe sex, that's where the danger is.
And that definitely is where the danger is, because the problem then lies in Otibamba 1, Otibamba 2, and then it's just Yashinj, you know. And that's where, like, I guess a lot of stories start coming out. So we have to know, like, does alcohol actually increase sexual desire, you know?
So there are myths. I mean, there's people, you know, they'll say, are you whiskey? No, I'm fine with beer, but what's up with the whiskey?
Or cognac, or tequila, or wine. You know how hard wine,
So what happens, with alcohol, what happens is that it reduces your inhibitions. That is why people, like, who's a church mouse and lean, once wapuza, you'll know the way they feel about you, you know? So even with sexual desires, where I'd look at Ben's and go, okay, he's cute. And then I'm like, okay, mine. But with alcohol, you're like, next one.
No, but then I think alcohol, like, plays a huge role for that. I feel like it's, I don't know,
confidence booster.
I think it's a good thing. It's not really a bad thing. Like, think about it. Okay. Like, it can be very straightforward about it. It's
liquid courage.
Exactly. You know what I mean? At the same time, I can understand the negative aspects of it.
So the question is, if for which you've taken 2-3 glasses and you can still go, okay, sharp, you know, I tried it, she said no. I tried it, she said yes. But when you're still, like, conversant and you're a person, inkinga comes in at like 12, 11, or you've been drinking since the morning and now you feel like you're a Rambo and you can just grab any chick.
So that's what
happens with alcohol. Your normal things that you wouldn't do. That's like, oh, you're so out of character.
Yeah.
So what happened? Yeah, like, I tequila. I'm never touching tequila and yaka again.
yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's certain things like that. I guess even like, my thing is like, I think it does increase sexual desire and not necessarily confidence. And I say that in the sense that, you always hear the stories of, I know, usually I wouldn't do that, but with hair, but I was drunk, you know, so I was thirsty, you know what I mean? It's like alcohol now is making you pick people you wouldn't necessarily pick.
People use alcohol as an excuse.
That's true.
Because we, like, people will drink, but some people just like, okay, I've been waiting for this moment.
Exactly.
That's what I would say. Alcohol, guys, what it does is that it reduces your inhibitions. That's why even your decisions when you're driving, that's why everybody like, don't drink and drive.
Yep.
You know? Because your decision-making process, things that you normally wouldn't do, your liquid courage, your whatever, it adds on to that. And with such a high rape culture, you don't want...
Rape capital.
Yes.
World.
And, you know, I also have funny stories. I got brothers, I got male friends. In the morning, guys, this one friend of mine. In the morning, you guys... cry like, why am I waking up? What happened at this one? I can't remember what happened. Who's this?
Yeah.
So like, those are the things that really alcohol really puts you vulnerable. If you really mix sex and alcohol.
That's definitely true. Honestly, look, we're gonna, before we get into touch, because this is a very very important part about this conversation. You know, all the risks that are now associated once you mixing sex and alcohol. But for now, we're gonna go back into music. You know, with Bruno Mars or Silk Sonic more than anything would Leave the Door Open. Right now, we're back. It's 23 minutes past 5, you know, and we're having a discussion, of course, just in the sense of, like, the effects that come with alcohol consumption, you know, when you're feeling a little thirsty because you're out there like that, you know. So, look, the question that we have, really, more than anything, is that if you've, like, or at least, how do you say no? No, let's not even start there. Let's say, which sexual risks do people take under the influence, you know?
So, it's just like we said before the break, we'll see. It lowers your... inhibitions, you know, so where you would be like, I want to use a condom, or I don't want to do this with this random guy, because you're now intoxicated, that it becomes much more easier. And also the condom process on itself, did you check, was it properly, is it even there, you know? So those are the type of things that you don't even notice if it was you are intoxicated and having sex. That is why we're like, okay, over and above the condom, what other backup plan do you have so that should something like that, or even if the condom breaks because you guys are not putting it on properly, you're safe, yeah, bro?
And now I think the problem is that, as you said, you know, since your inhibitions have been like reduced and stuff, how do you then say no when you're intoxicated? You know, like, how should you say so it can be communicated like profusely, you know, so people actually understand that you're saying no means no?
So what I usually advise young people is to communicate and never go to groove alone. So would you like peeps, yeah, bro?
Yeah.
So what I normally do, for example, like, today I don't want to go home with anyone. Please make sure that I don't go home with anyone. And then whenever my friends see me with someone, it's like, hey, what's happening here, yeah, bro?
Yeah.
But with alcohol, what happens is that you need sort of like a group support system, or you guys decide prior, or you decide prior if you want to hamba it. Otherwise, it catches you at groove. You need to make the decision there. Your inhibitions have already been reduced. Yeah, but
what if you're like, hey, whatever happens, happens, and now you
that's
realize
a decision
you're at the place.
Also,
you're at the place now. You're like, ish, you know what? I realize I don't want to anymore.
Well, reversal of consent is a thing, hey?
Exactly.
It's a thing. So what? Consent, I've got a laugh. Consent is when a person obviously agrees to do whatever it is, ne?
Yeah.
And throughout the whole sexual experience, anyone can say no. And it needs to stop. Even if it started, or clothes are off, or it's already happening, or we are halfway, or it's the third round, if I say no, it's no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are the type of things that we encourage young people to say. Learn to exercise. Are you still comfortable? And what we also do in our online platforms, our social media platforms, is to give you sexy ways of you to check if Ubuntu consent is still there. Yeah, bro? Because if there's alcohol in there, you also want to check as a guy. Is she still feeling it?
Yeah.
If she's about to pass out, are you okay?
So, I'm just curious. What are one of the sexy ways to tell to check consent?
I mean, eye contact when you're doing it, like going, are you okay? Yeah, bro? Those sexy little things. whispering it in the ear rather than, I will write lapo. So there's certain things that during the process, during foreplay, you ask consent. Is it okay if I do this? In a sexy way, guys. Make it part of your
foreplay. Oh, not like that's interviewed.
No. Make it part of the process. But there's certain things like, can I continue nodding your head? Are you okay? And also, I know there's people that like to talk during the act and others that don't. So the ones that like to talk are the ones that are also at an advantage because they're constantly checking on it. And also just how they look. If a person is not engaging and they stiff and they don't look like comfortable, that's also a sign. You know, some people are not taught to say no. So even look for body language. If they're no longer as enthusiastic as you are.
Always check. I mean, if anything, like understanding that sometimes people lose themselves in these moments and not able to check, like, what are the common sexual assaults that do happen when people are under the influence?
Yeah, okay. So the first one is harassment. So that's the one when you are drunk and you just grab a random person and go, you are my person for the night, you know. So that's an assault that could happen. The second one is obviously when you are vulnerable in the sense of going home. I love Ubers now, but back in the day, you'd need to beg Umuntu to take you home, and that is would take you, you'd be even more vulnerable.
Even now, these Ubers and Bolts.
Yeah, also shady, you know. So always make sure what you go as a group if you're going home, or share, you know, with a few guys as well. Because I've known of instances. I mean, the thing that happened in Korea where whole 8 girls were assaulted, you know. So sometimes numbers don't help, but it always helps. And then yeah, I think then they go more violent, you know, where a person will like physically press themselves upon you, or rape, you know. And the thing with being intoxicated is that it's hard. Your muscles are lower. You know, you're not that strong person who could normally, you know. And you also are late to see danger. So normally if you had your old senses, you're like, ah, if I go get a jacket, that's a trap. But because I'm drunk, I'm like, oh, mkapile. And then next thing I'm stuck with this guy that I don't know. So it's those type of things that really, really put people in make them vulnerable. And I also don't think it's gender specific. I think men as well are also at risk, more being mugged and robbed more than anything, especially with people that you have brought into your own homes. You know, cases like the house is empty after that, you know. So I mean, guys also need to watch what's happening.
It was a whole song with Mona Lisa from Lil Wayne and his Carter 5 album with featuring K Dot about how that's a way that they set people up. You know, you send a girl to sleep with you, leave the door unlocked, and then you come through.
So those are the type of things where when you're drunk, you don't necessarily look out for, but just be watch. And like, I like the thing where you decide early, look, whatever happens, happens. But then this is how I protect myself should anything happen. That's why most people will carry around condoms not knowing if I'll have sex or not. But I just have my condom.
No, without a doubt, honestly. I mean, this is what we do right here. We try and protect and drop gems so people can actually have safe, healthy sex. But I just want to say to anyone who's out there, in no way are we motivating or promoting or trying to convince people, you know, we're just saying for the people who are exposed to this and already happening, you know, how to protect themselves more than anything. But right now it's 5:30. We're going to be moving into our full sports bulletin with PP Menti. But don't go anywhere because there's still so much more we got to unpack with the CISB.
Serving you only the best on 95.4 UJFM Drive, keeping you entertained.
Right there, that was WAP by Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. Before that, we had Normani with Fair. And we had Back to the Streets by Saweetie featuring Yenne Ayiko. And we are speaking about activity that happens in the streets. Yes, yes. We talk about sneaky links. You know, how to protect yourself. You know, how to look out for yourself. You know. And we had a couple of questions that we did throw out there to the listener, you know, to make sure they can also give us, you know, whatever they want to find out from CSP to here. You know, and we have right here a question coming through from Zunisani, and he says, how does alcohol affect erections?
How does it affect?
Well, I think it's the type of alcohol. I think it depends on the kind of alcohol, because I've come to realize that wine is kind of like, you know, a booster, but harder liquor, like, you know, your whiskeys and stuff, tend to negatively affect, you know, the erection. Yeah, it doesn't necessarily stand up to attention, as, you know, it's not as attentive as it's supposed to be.
Oh, I guess that's their answer, you know. So stay away from the dark liquor, gents. If you feel like you want to perform,
the
you know.
Spirits.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Bambi wine, you know, tembela yona. They do say it's good for you, it's healthy at some sort, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
I guess that's interesting as well, because so for a good decision, also just a general rule of thumb is to say, like, if you're drinking, I won't have sex, yabo, because that it keeps you safe from all these type of situations, yabo. Because right now, what's happening is that the alcohol is mixing with your blood, and obviously your blood is the one that makes the tent stand up, the pole. But now, obviously, you are messing with that. Mm-hmm. And secondly, how then do you put a condom on? How?
Maybe I got some
And my thing is like this also, I think, which is very important for a lot of gents out there who are listening in. And actually, let's just say everyone involved. Mm. How do you feel that situation should best be handled when now it's like, you know, she's waiting, he's like trying to, he realizes, listen, so everything's not going to plan because I had the dark liquor.
Yeah,
you know,
I think also the thing of that drunken love song just romanticized everything. Because if I think about drunken sex or moments, it's very clumsy. The one is sweating, the other one is tired. You know, you need to pee because you've been holding your pee in the club. It's not what Beyonce is saying about. So during that whole mess, my advice was always sleep it off. Sleep it off. Mm. Extend, you guys are both there. You can just get up and do what you have to do. Sunny fresh. Or pre-plan it, or make sure you do it with someone that you know, you've tested and talked. Because even if it doesn't, because my biggest fear is that if alvogi or you can't get an erection because of alcohol, then you go, let me do it school. Because then it's going to wake up, lapo, I know for a fact. So those are the dangers of using alcohol and then trying to.
And because then the worry is like that sleeper off thing is like, what if extension? She's like, "Hi, Rena, I'm not doing this." You wasted your opportunity. I was like, "I was disappointed. Me, I wanna go home now."
You need to try again, you know? my fighter. You need to try again. Because the thing is, you'd rather be safe. Even with her, you're like, you know, I didn't. You could say, I didn't wanna flop or do anything because we drank a bit too much, bonile now, but I'm still a man. Trust you. Let's try now.
Let's hope you're able to convince her. And if not, it's okay. You know, it's okay. Honestly, everything happens for a reason. That's what we tell ourselves, you know, without a doubt. And another question that, they had and coming through from Dusan is like, how to be a good sneaky link.
You see, December versus Mjolo. We're like, let's have the relationship conversation. You know? Going into festive. How to be a good sneaky link.
Let's hear what Dusan had to say before we engage.
Number one, you need to know how to keep your mouth shut. Don't be going around, you know, busy, hitting me up. You need to know which apps to use, the right times. You know, if we even use apps at all, you know. You need to keep your record clean. You need to leave no traces. Number two, you need to be open-minded, be spontaneous, be freaky, be wild, you know. This is like, let out your beast with your sneaky link, you know what I mean? Obviously, you're trying to keep it no strings attached, you know, definitely. So, just go wild, you know, do things that you normally wouldn't do.
So that's advice coming through from Tunisani. We have another voice there.
We have our corner this side.
Being a good sneaky link is not difficult. It really isn't difficult. It's just,
what is
this
trick?
Basically two rules to adhere to.
Two.
Do not post each other and no feelings. We both know utuzele nilana. So I do not feed you, you do not feed me, you just come here and do what we have to do and that's it.
How are some foods you don't feed it? Come on. Come on now. After activity and gaga, anxiety. No breakfast. No breakfast. No dinner.
Exactly.
Y'all are not hosts.
So the thing is also, I guess with him, that helps with the non-attachment issue. Because part of the issue comes in where you are like, okay, we sneaky links, but you want to cuddle. So if you want to cuddle, now you're waking up feelings. Now I'm going to post you. poster your finger. Post you on your chest, your tattoo, you know? So don't do things and now
this is the situation young Stunner was in beginning of the year. Look, all these girls popping up out of nowhere.
Not
Kanazo, the title yeah. that everybody can see. Mm. Yeah. So I think for me also it's just consent.
Yeah. yeah.
Let no one find themselves in a sneaky link situation where they don't know. They think they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
I think that's rule number one. So if you're gonna get a sneaky, you guys both need to understand what this is. Yeah. But like how caller number two said, it's like yeah. we are so in line. You know, let's not have
yeah.
it. Yeah. But, and then I guess the second part as well, because it's random and because you don't know who else they're sneaking linking with. It's always important to be safe, yeah, bro?
Yeah.
Condoms are a general go-to with a sneaky link because I don't understand having unsafe sex with a sneaky link. You risk it.
Yeah.
You red flag. You are
already
red
sneaky
flag.
Linky risk.
Already.
Might as well go full out. I'm a risk.
Aibo, aibo, aibo. Hey, hey, hey.
But the thing is, with the sneaky link, they're not your person.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
can't really then control with men and in. In fact, you can't even say, let's go test. Because ngaliphi.
There was a question about like how to actually protect their feelings.
That was an interesting one. Yeah, how do you emotionally protect your sneaky? I think someone's catching feelings.
Yeah, without a doubt.
I think someone's trying to get a promotion from sneaky. So the question is, what are you emotionally protecting them from? So
yeah.
if we would see they're a sneaky link and maybe you have a main who doesn't know you have a sneaky link.
Yeah.
So obviously that's the protection.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like some gents are very emotional. And yeah. I think sometimes like, true. I think for me, yeah. advice would be, do not tell them everything. Just say it's like, just make them feel like they're alone. Don't say anything like, oh, that's my person, as in does this for me. now you're doing too much. I feel like that's the only way my opinion.
My thing is like, yeah. I guess when you're talking about how do you protect your sneaky links feelings, it's like, I mean, should you care about them?
You should be straight up. That's how you protect their feelings so that they don't catch any. Like, dude, always know. Like, I know with women being sneaky links, it's always hard because guys go, oh, baby, don't you want this? Looks so good. No, dude, we agreed with sneaky link, yeah, so those are the type of things that you need to, that's how you protect them, in them always knowing what's happening and they're not in the gray. And also, obviously, the sexual health part of it. You know?
No, that's important. I guess now the thing is now, since it's your sneaky link, that means Connie Main.
Hey!
And now does the partner have to know about the sneaky link though?
But I mean, you can have a sneaky link and not have... You can.
Why are you sneaking? I don't want to commit. I feel like a sneaky link is because
I don't want you in my socials. I don't want you posting me. Like, kind of people that you like, look, I just want to eat and wipe my mouth. Like,
yeah.
I gotta write that down.
Yeah, I don't want, like, a marriage or a relationship.
Yeah.
So, I don't need to know about our business. For that to happen. Yeah,
okay.
But then, obviously, if you have a relationship and you have a main, yeah, but for yeah. there, as soon as temp.
The way they want it, you know.
Aye.
And so now,
social management. Hey.
What do you do now? You know, because I mean, there's a reason why Leshoya Chup Chup is there.
Yes.
Right? So, what do you do when your partner finds out about your sneaky link and now they want to fight and you love them both?
Deny.
Because I will say this though. I remember there was one episode on Chup Chup. This one person was literally like, hey, we are Tan. She's like, yeah, I'm Tan. Goes to the other one, Yang Tan now. Yeah, I'm Tan. Exactly. Ketchup, I need. Yes. He's like, I see Kopenekola. Something so baby. Something so baby. We're going to sort this out at home. We're not out of the Uber. We're not leaving her behind. Yo.
She's not going with you.
Yeah.
I want to see that one.
So I think for me, I think it's always important. Like, once you are in a relationship and you start outsourcing services,
yeah,
that's where the issue is. Yeah. Mm. So how do you protect? That is all a repercussion of the fact. So I think we were talking earlier about different stages of relationship. And if you're not ready to be in a serious monogamous relationship and you still just want to date around and meet many people, that's the safest way to protect a band.
Yeah.
And also telling your main, look, Mina, right now I'm not serious, so I can't be in a serious relationship for whatever reason, and I'm still sowing my seeds, if I can put it that way.
Definitely. And I think last question before we go into a couple more DMs from the listener. How should ones be safe this December? Because you can see people December. Are you know how December is. It gets real.
Yeah. So for me, first of all, it's your contraceptive. Make sure you don't miss it. Cause I'm sure some of us go back home.
Yep.
And, you know, Kappa, you're in campus health getting your injection. So make sure you don't miss a date lapo where now you are at risk at January, December, whatever the case may be. So make sure your contraceptive is on point. If not, then where can I get it if I'm at home?
Yeah.
So that you're always covered. Secondly, as well, with PrEP as well, how do I make sure, am I taking it? Am I on it? If not, do I always have condoms? Some people will buy condoms in bulk.
Yeah.
So that in December, I'm not finding myself out of stock, blah, 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 blah. So those are the type of preparations that you can do in terms of sexual health in December.
And if home is home, watch where you store them. You don't want to have that convo, okay? Please, watch what's my bear happy now. Before you have to answer things you don't want to answer, you know? But for all those who are trying to at least have a sneaky link, we had a question. They want to know, how do you pull someone at groove, you know?
So how let's, do you approach?
You know, okay. Let's see how it happened. Let's see what they had to say.
Hi guys, so with regards to how to pull someone, I think it's just about energies and vibes. Well, specifically with guys, if a girl's giving you looks and like directing their body language towards you, and you know, it's been happening the whole night, I think that's when you should make a move. You don't want to be one of those guys that are just like too forward and start trying to get a wind behind someone, and then the girl turns around and now she looks like she wants to vomit because you are scopinky. So yeah, man, just letting her energy dictate, I think. You know, it's all about comfort and mutual attraction, you know. That's my mindset.
Definitely energies. And I hope you're able to also, you know, be able to pick it out. Yeah, this is exactly, you know, the energy. Because if you can't read it right, then you're going to get lost.
Putting someone in a groove is relatively easy. I think people make too much of it.
Yeah, well, couldn't we play?
But people to remember, you're probably not going to see that person again. If you do, that means you did well. So make too much of it. Just go there, be lads about it, make a joke. Make sure you got money. If she's with her friends, make sure you got enough money to pay for her friends' drinks.
Yep.
One round. Don't be stuck up about it. Pay for the one round. Move to the girl. You didn't get the girl, dog. It's the game. There's 15 other girls in the exact same party. So calm down. It's cool. You didn't get the girl. It's cool. Tourists enjoying the night. Go try another girl.
Go for one time.
Do you have enough money for 15 girls at the club? Hey, Paul. Hey, let's hear another response. Maybe not from a baller himself.
Pulling someone at groove, I think, number one, don't seem too desperate. Number two, I think you just need to find something within that person's personality that you kind of relate to and play on that, you know? Yeah, kind of make it seem as if you guys were destined to meet type of, you know? And obviously, your game needs to be on point. You need to look good. Other than that, bro, it really is up to God.
Hey, I'm fine, cool. I'm fine, cool. Yeah, no, hey, at least that was the step to step. You had three different, you know, answers right there for the listener. Good luck for the weekend. I think it's the perfect time for the weekend, you know, to be hearing these type of tips. But you know, before we wrap up, I think it's definitely just important to hear, you know, from the organization itself, you know, SUSP, how do they reach you, you know, anything like that, socials.
I just a key reminder that knowing what as much as we're gonna be going into festive land, and just make sure you take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you can have fun and still be safe at the same time. If you wanna send us more questions, or you wanna reach us, or also you wanna find out more information, like how like maybe topics that we discussed today, or maybe further information about consent and how to get, we are online. We are on Instagram and on TikTok. We are at faqu.za or at Youth Against AIDS, actually. And then let me just check quickly the WhatsApp line.
Without a doubt. Listen, man, stay strapped. You ain't got to get strapped. That's all we're trying to say, man. Like, protect yourself so you don't have to worry when the time comes, okay?
Yebo. And the WhatsApp line that you guys can DM more questions to is 082-296-6316.
Hey man, listen, that's what it is. You know what we do here on the UGFM Drive Show, always trying to drop gems for you, always trying to help you out. You know how we do edutainment. We're going to be back, of course, next week, right? So you're going to be back
same
here
time,
in studio.
Same time,
same place.
Another juicy topic.
You know what I mean? It's all. If you want to find out where it is, you know where you got to tune in. Look, but from us, the Drive Gang, has been lovely. We are now heading out for the people entering the weekend. Please be responsible in every right, in every way. Please have fun, but be responsible. You know, we'll be back right here in studio on Monday. But from the Drive Gang itself, have a good one. Peace.